And we're going to take your phone calls with Elizabeth Joyce, but we're going to get into the Republican end of this strange presidential year when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Elizabeth Joyce with us as we talk about the psychic realm of this Republican presidential election. Let's start with Donald Trump, Elizabeth. What do you see?
Well, I see that he is going to take New York and Pennsylvania. And I don't think it's going to be by the margin that he would like. Ted Cruz has a problem coming. He's got a huge scandal coming that's going to almost destroy him, but I think he'll bounce back in a year or two. But I see both conventions possibly brokered. So I think you're right. I think that Hillary and Bernie could have a tie. I don't think it's a slam dunk for Hillary, unless he gets ill.
Right.
Okay. So I totally agree with you in that. I said that in October and November. This Republican convention has been interesting. It has destroyed the Republican Party almost, at least their way of doing things. It has exposed an awful lot of anger. It has shown the country how angry we all are at being lied to, cheated, and stolen from, which is exactly what has happened. I'm not saying the Republicans have done it, but it is showing at the Republican convention this year, through their candidates and everything. I see John Kasich getting more strength. And I don't know, I think Cruz is just going to get kicked out. I don't even know if he'll be there, but if he does, there'll be huge fighting, huge demonstrations, and a lot of not nice stuff. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to take them a long time to rebuild. This is why Paul and the other people in the party are distancing themselves. I heard today that Jeb Bush is not going to go to the convention. Did you hear that, George?
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's a long shot that he might get the nomination, believe it or not.
People do think so. I see them. I cannot feel that. I understand that he would be tried and true and leaned on, but they've come so far. Remember, first, this is a 9-year. Second, we're in a new energy. And there's something here that's very tangible that has to be gotten rid of. And it's the thinking of the good old white boys, and it's not the thinking of we are national, we are international, we are interdimensional. I don't see those feelings at all. I see the old stuff that may have been good in the 1800s, but it's not good now. We have come too far as human beings, and we need to love and respect each other for who we are. And it's very wrong to have any kind of condemning of any race or anything like that. And I think this has exposed those feelings. What do you think, George?
Yeah, I think you're spot on this. It is by far the weirdest presidential campaign I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's destruction before reconstruction. And Donald Trump has been misquoted a lot. He's been misquoted, but he has said some horrible things himself. I do not think he has a good organization. I think he's running it by the seat of his pants. I don't think anybody has sat down and coached him. I don't think they've coached the team and taught them how to go out and you know, do the flyers and do the constituents and talk to the people. He hasn't done that. It's been more like the bully, in a sense. I don't think that part of them mean that, but that's how it's come across to everybody. So go figure why he has all the votes. I don't see him losing more. I see him gaining more for whatever reason.
All right, we're going to take the calls now. I'm going to give you their first name and their birth date, and then you can ask them what question they would like, Elizabeth. We'll go to Stacy first of all in Massachusetts. Birth date is October 16, 1973. Now, you don't have to ask a personal question either. You can just ask her a question about the psychic realm, too, if you're interested in that. Well, let's go to Stacy here on Coast to Coast. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Elizabeth, for coming on. I'm totally blind, and people that surround me sometimes make me feel like I'm less than a person because I have to rely on them for rides and everything. And I know I can do more than they think I can, and I've been alone for 6 years, and I just can't catch a break. So I want to see if you see anything positive for me.
Yes, I do see a change for you. I see a wonderful change for you in September. But the first thing that you need to do, Stacey, is to decide that you are who you are and to use your talents. And maybe you need to make a change. But something is coming, and you are going to grow and have a wonderful year after September. So you've got to go through. Mars is going to retrograde next week, and things are going to slow down. Don't let yourself feel stuck. Figure out how you can work with your own energies and clean them and clear them away. All of your feelings of inadequacy and not good enough, get all of that out of you and know that you're a daughter of God and that you can do anything you put your mind to. Once you get that inside, you've got to get that feeling inside yourself. Then you'll fly. You really will. Who is Gail? Do you know a Gail?
No, I don't think so.
Then you might be meeting one, but I feel good about that meeting, and she could be somebody that you're interviewing with or somebody that's going to help promote you in some way. So look for that name, and thank you for calling, and good luck to you.
God bless.
Appreciate that. We'll go to many other callers. They're lining up like crazy, Elizabeth. We're going to put you to work this hour.
All right.
When you get these impressions,
mm-hmm.
do you feel differently? Does something happen to you?
Yes, this is what happens. The energy from the other person, and it may take 2 or 3 seconds or a minute, has to come to my body and go through. It's like the old ticker tape that had to go through the machine. Their energy comes through my body, and then I give it back to them. Some people are so blocked that they don't listen to their higher self. And sometimes I find myself starting to yell, and I have to hang on to the edge of the table and say, you know, your spirit guides are really angry that you're not going and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you know you're supposed to change. So do it, please, because I'm shaking.
Next up, we have Cody in Kentucky. Cody's birthday, February 12th, 1989. 2/12/89. Cody, welcome to the show. You're up with us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call tonight, George.
Sure thing.
Basically, it's a relationship question. I went through a pretty rough breakup back around Thanksgiving, and I've just been striking out with everything, so I'm just wondering if you could give me some guidance with that.
Yes, there's two things going on, Cody. One, you haven't let go of your old love. You really cared about that person, even though you may be disappointed and the relationship won't work. So the first thing you have to do is try to clear that out of you. And second, it's too soon. You know, when we really care about somebody, we can't expect to be with somebody else in 3 months or 5 months. You have to give it time. You're going to be meeting somebody October, November that's going to open up your heart. Now, I'm seeing a girl that's about 5'8". She's got brownish hair. I hear the names Sharon, Susan, Sheila, something like that. That could be first name or last name. But you do have somebody that's already in your energy. She's on her way to you. So work on letting go of those other feelings if you can. Okay, Cody?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate that, too. World events over the next 6 months. I mean, how would you rate this year, Elizabeth, compared to some of the others?
Well, this is a 9-year. It's the year of the monkey. I wrote about that on my website and compared it to Donald Trump. anything can happen this year. We're going to have a flexible stock market. We're going to have all kinds of craziness happenings around these elections, things that we have never seen before. But we're also going to have some nice medical breakthroughs, which is always a positive.
That is always a positive. Let's go now on our international line. We're going to Susan, Canada. April 3rd, 1956. Susan, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, George. I'm glad you got through. And it's Year of the Monkey. That's my year.
It sure is. Got a question for Elizabeth?
Yes. I just wanted to ask about my finances. Can they get any worse?
Yes. You're an Aries, and you've got Uranus working for you. I'm going to give you a mantra. Can you write it down or remember it?
Okay, I'm ready.
It goes like this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good.
Okay.
I always have what I need. always have what I need. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. This is a mantra that's been used for years by the National Council of Churches in New York City. And it's just wonderful because if there's no corruption in that mantra, is an affirmation that's going to help strengthen you. You've got to let go of your feelings of fear, and you also have to figure out how you can bring more money in, because if you don't have enough money, money is always energy. You need to use your energy differently to get some. So maybe that will come to you in your meditations.
Why do mantras work?
Because they go into the subconscious. We are programmed by the time we're 3 years old, and you cannot change what you've been exposed to or what you've learned or been trained at. You can't take that away, but you can change it with mantras. When you repeat them over and over again, they go into your subconscious. They go into your cellular memory, and that works. We don't know why, George. It just does.
It just does. We're going next to North Carolina. Leona is with us. November 17, 1960. Leona, you're on the air. Hi, Leona.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And I guess my call is similar to the last caller. I've been poor some time now, struggling with my health and finances, and I'm just wondering how much longer this is going to go on for. I feel like
I ask you a question.
Learned my lesson with it.
What is your meditation practice?
Well, I do a lot of my own meditation with, as far as my, like you were saying, a mantra. I've been
morning meditation and nightly review. Morning meditation is where you open yourself up and you greet the energies of the day and you ask those energies to flow through you and bring the love that you feel to the world as you live your life. Nightly review is looking at your day, looking at what happened. It might have just been a simple day, thank you for the day, or it might be a day where you have to make amends. You have 24 hours to make amends. I do see that it's changing for you. It has been a slow process, but this goes back to some kind of misconception that you had in your teenage years. You need to look at what you can do to expand your earning. You need to do it, not just think about it, but do it. And then you need to trust, because you're going to see a change. I'm going to tell you Mars just retrograde, so it's going to go back into Scorpio, and it will affect you June, July, August. That's when you're going to have a change, and you'll be really feeling much, much better when we get into the fall months. So the end of your shakeup is going to be by the end of August, if that helps.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. Good.
Welcome. It's good. In terms of percents of hits, Elizabeth, what's your percentage? Is it 90, 95? What do you think it is?
Yeah, it is. It's between 85 and 95.
Well, that's pretty darn good.
My reputation is she'll tell you what's going to happen, but it's not necessarily what you want to hear.
What would you consider to be your strength? The psychic intuitiveness, the mediumship, what would it be?
Well, it's the intuitiveness and really helping people change how they think and improving their lives. That's what I do.
All right.
And I also help new people open up their hearts.
How do you do that?
You teach them about meditation and affirmations, and it opens up, something changes inside of them, and they become more conscious, they become more empathetic to others, and when we just focus on us, we're not focusing on the good for everything. When you look at the good of all concerned, your life gets better, George.
Let's go next to Tony in Corona, California. Tony's birthday, April 12th, just had one, 1943. Happy birthday, Tony, by the way.
Thank you very much.
There you go, April 12th, 1943. And what's your question for Elizabeth, Tony?
Well, I'm a songwriter, a singer, and a guitarist, and I write songs, and I want to know my health and how my music is going to go, and also my romance deal.
Music and romance. I like it. It goes together.
I think you'll always have your music, but I don't like what I'm hearing with your health. Have you had some problems with your lungs?
I have diabetes, and I have it under control right now. So.
Okay, but yeah, are you walking? Are you getting exercise?
I'm not walking enough, and I'm having trouble with neuropathy in my feet.
Yeah, I know. So that has to be worked on. I think you will always have your music. I'm not sure about the girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend? Because somebody's turning their back and walking out the door.
They walked out a few years ago. And the other one, the love of my life, just passed away from cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That must be why I saw her walking out the door. I'm so sorry for your loss. There are a lot of people around you that do care about you. I think you'll always have your music, and just know that you're cared for. Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I feel your daughter. You'll get closer to your daughter, and she'll be there for you. I don't know if you'll have another love of your life, because usually we only get them once in life, but I do think that you are cared for and that you will find a gentleness and a love.
I want to be able to share my music with the world and to make people happy.
That's right. And that's what you're all about. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Good luck, Tony. Let's take one more quick call before the break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Elizabeth Joyce. Let's go to our first-time caller, Hassoum, truck driving in Ohio, November 26, 1968. Hello, Hassoum. Did I pronounce your name right?
No, it's Hassoum, but I actually met you back in 1995 in a meat market in Dearborn.
Really?
Yes.
I would have been there.
Yep. We were standing in line. I think it was June or July.
I would have been there. I would have been visiting my parents at the time.
Yes, I'm so glad and happy to talk to you. I just thought you were a little weird back then, but
I'm still weird.
On the radio. I don't think so anymore. A lot of people talk about
it. That's cute. What can I do for you, Hassoum?
Well, it just seems like for the past 3 years, my finances have been out of whack. I'm driving. It just seems like everything I'm doing is just has no meaning anymore. I can't keep track of my I'm about to lose my home. I don't know what I should do next.
Well, Spirit's telling you that you need to make a change. I think you have to earn your money, but you say you're about to lose your home. There's got to be somebody that can help you with that. I want to say call a professional and sit down with somebody. I know that you've had a lot of expenses lately, and money comes and money goes out the window. I do know that. But in the next few months, especially in June and August, you're going to have some luck. And I don't see you losing the home. I see you working it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't be afraid. Wife, go and see the people.
Okay. My wife has been injured. We're in the middle of a lawsuit, and the insurance companies just have not been doing anything, not willing to work with us. Nope. And she's hurting very, very bad. Do you see anything coming out of that?
It's her birthday.
We're running out of time, so let's get to that when we come back. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, Jeffrey Mishlove joins me as we talk about his work into the strange and unusual, so make sure you're part of that program. Then on Friday, Joshua P. Warren joins us, telling us about past presidents and some of the ghostly things they went through, followed by those Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. And we're going back to Hassoum in Ohio, truck driving, and he has a question about his wife. Well, what's her birth date, Hassoum?
My birth date is 11.
No, hers. 19- hers. Your, oh, wa- your 12, wife.
12-27-1955.
12-27-1955. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Well, I know that she's having a difficult time right now. And what did you want to know about her? Oh, the lawsuit. Well, the lawsuit's gonna,
yes,
it's gonna be delayed until you get into September, October. But then you will have a result at that time. You need to really get on your lawyer and talk to him.
So a settlement, you think?
I do think something, yes, will be resolved in September, October. But he does have to get his lawyer to pay more attention to it.
Ah, okay. There you go, Hassam. Good luck with you. Let's go to Adriana in Oregon, May 20th, 1981. Hi, Adriana.
Oh, good evening. Good morning, George.
Hi.
Good morning, Elizabeth. What a fascinating show. I can't believe I got through.
Glad you did. Go ahead, Elizabeth. Do you have a question?
I do for you, Adriana.
I am so honored. I have a question pertaining to a past life, if you could do that. I have a friend named James, and everybody believes that we're married. And when I tell them we're not, they get disappointed.
Okay, Adriana. But,
yes.
Stop right there. I'll tell you exactly what you need to do when you can get a lot of details.
Uh-huh.
I need to do your astrological chart with his astrological chart, and then I will be able to answer any past life questions. That's how it's done. The astrological chart is your birth print. It's your thumbprint. It will tell me whether you're from the same soul school, whether you've had lives before, or whatever. And you can do that on my website, new-visions.com.
You also have an appointment phone number, do you not?
I do. I have a 24-hour answering service, 201-934-8986. Leave a message, and we'll call you back.
Let's give that one more time. 201-934-8986?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And tell me about the matchup with the astrological chart. I've heard a lot about that before.
Well, astrology is what you've come in. Your chart, the day you take your first breath, is when you set your astrological chart. It never changes. In the chart, it shows you, remember I told you about the nine people that you meet and do life review?
Yep.
It shows you what you have come to learn in this lifetime, what your soul wants to go through energetically so that it can grow. Now, you know I'm an identical twin. Nobody could be closer than identical twins, yet we have the same energy coming to us, but we handle it differently. Anybody that's an identical twin knows that both lives are not the same. They may have similar experiences, but many, many times they're not the same. And that's because they've chosen different paths to have different experiences. So I can tell about past lives with an astrological chart.
Would you consider yourself an astrologer too?
I write astrology columns all across the country.
I guess that's what you do.
I use astrology.
But it's different from being a medium or a psychic, isn't it?
Yes, it is different. I'm very blessed to be able to do all of it. I don't know why, but I do. I use the astrological chart to get to know the person instantly, and then I use my psychic predictions after I look at the chart, and it's fabulous.
Do you use tarot cards?
Once in a while. I teach the tarot. I know the tarot very well. I teach it through Skype, I teach it through phone calls, and I teach it in classes here. And it's wonderful because it does help people open up. It helps people understand about energy and how it works. So it's a really great tool. But the most important thing is the astrological chart. It tells you everything you need to know.
Let's go to Marie in Pennsylvania. August 17th, 1982. Marie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Marie?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great, thanks.
Good, good. I got a question. Will my husband and I ever have any children of our own, and how soon?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell you that with your astrological chart. We'll go back to that. You've been trying for a while. When is his birthday?
His birthday is it is October 7th, 1964.
64. And yours was what year? I did.
Hers, 82.
82. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's something coming this fall. There's a possible pregnancy. They're saying possible because you have to work on some things. And I'm not feeling that it's physical. So I guess you need to ask yourself, if you're really ready for a child, and if that's what you truly want, and there's a possibility of you bringing that in, but it won't be until the fall months. We have to move into Libra energies, and then it'll come to you.
Okay, you thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Elizabeth, back to the healing for a second, because that has always fascinated me. You can do it long distance?
Yes.
And how long does it take for someone to heal? Is it instant? Does it take a week? How long?
Everybody's different. Sometimes they have to be given a program to work with, and sometimes it's instant. I had my intensive, I did 2 years ago, I had a girl come, and I never met her, didn't know her, and I was told by my guys to put her on the body table and to work just with her. So 16 people worked with her for 3 hours. When she sat up, I went to her and I said, I didn't know you were that ill. And she said she would have open heart surgery in 2 days, and she had come as a last resort. George, she never had the open heart surgery.
Wow.
The doctor called the next day and postponed it for 2 weeks, and when they went and did the pre-op exam, everything was healed.
He was in shock, I bet.
She's still alive. She lives 5 miles from me.
That's fantastic.
There was another time a lady came who had lockjaw for 6 years because she had been hit by a car and her clavicle had moved, and I put my hands on her jaw for 10 minutes, and I went through a whole process with that. That will be in my book that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And I dropped my hands, and her jaw dropped.
Can you feel the energy flowing from you when you do that?
Oh, do I? Yes, every time. A person can be thinking of me in England, and I will know it. I know it. That's how sensitive I am.
You really are. Do you get a jolt when this energy burst goes through
you? You know what it reminds me of? In the Bible, when Jesus was carrying the cross and this woman came and touched his robe, it says he could feel the energy leaving him. He knew she touched his robe because he could feel the energy. And that describes what I feel. And it's always a joyous blessing to feel that. I had a young boy come at 15, and this was about 6 months ago on my body table. And he had muscular dystrophy. While he was on the table, his legs that had been bent straightened out.
Wow.
And he got strong. He couldn't hold it, though. So I said to him, you will need more healings, because sometimes you can only hold it for a few hours. Sometimes you can only hold it for a few days, and you need to renew again until it takes hold. You know, maybe you need to come 5 times instead of once.
What do you think of John of God from Brazil? Oh, really? Your laugh tells me everything I need to hear.
Yeah. I'm sure he's helped a lot of people. I'm sure he has.
Why'd you chuckle?
Because I just think that something's out of order. I don't know him. I've never been to him. But the energy feels a little bit mercenary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understand. Frank in Arkansas, April 19th, 1955. Frank, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Mr. George, Ms. Elizabeth.
Hello there. So
we've both been hard workers and helping out people all our life, and wherever we worked in that. And we're looking to try to carve our own little world out and live off the land and still give out.
Out where?
It's going to happen.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Okay, I didn't get the birth date.
April 19th, 1955.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, thank you. And what's your question?
My wife and I are looking to get our own land that we could go ahead.
I think you should.
And still help other people out.
I think you should, and I think that it's going to be important in the future. If you get land, make sure that you get a well, a very good well. And I do see you. I see all kinds of activity there. I see cabins. I see some tents being pitched, and I see people coming and gaining from you love and healing, and then they'll go on their way. So it's almost like a transient village. That's what you want to build, and I think it's coming. That's very necessary.
Both have been
good. Bless you.
So the land and...
Go ahead and do it.
We've always been doing.
It's the right thing.
Okay, good luck with you. That's a pretty good recommendation. Go for it. Let's go to Skype. Angie in Rhode Island. December 11, 1977. Hey, Angie, good morning.
Good morning. My husband and I are trying to have a baby, and we want to know when that will happen.
I need his birthday, please.
October 10, 1979.
Oh, you'll be pregnant by December, maybe with twins.
Whoa.
Whoa!
There you go, Angie.
Are you doing? Get my website, and I'll do the astrological overlay. I'd love to see that combination.
Well, by this December.
That's what I heard.
Holy mother twins! Okay, that's what we had a feeling about that.
Call them coast to coast.
That's good, George. I like that.
That's pretty different. All right. Good luck, Angie.
Thank you.
How about that? That's,
she had a feeling she might have twins. I think that's neat, don't you?
Yeah, I do. These helpers, these spirit guides, I mean, are they the ones giving you the information, or do you pick
I pick it up from the people I'm talking to.
Okay.
From their energy.
Do the guides ever help you?
Oh, sure. Their guides do and my guides do, but basically it's probably their guides that are talking to me telepathically.
Flushing, Michigan time. Let's go to Colleen. December 23rd, almost there. December 23rd, 1968. Hey, Colleen, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. Elizabeth, please know I'm totally appreciative for this. My question is there anything that you can tell me about my love life?
That's a general question. What's your focus question? Are you dating somebody now?
No, I'm not. There's someone that could be potential after years and years.
Go to my website and send me both birthdays, and I'll do an astrological chart for you. Do I feel you're going to be matching up with somebody? Not quite yet. Your time actually is going to be towards your birthday, towards the end of this year and next year. That's where you'll have a commitment. It doesn't mean you're not going to be having nice times and dating people. I feel more of a commitment towards the holidays.
But go to her website, which is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. This is cool, Elizabeth. You help people. I like that.
Yes, that's what I do. I also do two charity events a year, and we give to local charities, do a whole holistic psychic fair. The whole community joins together. I've been doing that for 9 years. It's wonderful.
Good for you. Good for you. Are you well known in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I'm pretty well known.
All right, next
up. I hope more than my neck of the woods. I do a lot in Europe, Australia. It's nice.
Let's go to Beth in Iowa, July 22, 1949. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi, George. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you? What can I do for
you? My birthday is 72249. And my focus question, I'll give you the details, is do you see recovery in my future? And if the loss of the cat, that happened right before the injury.
Now, wait a minute. What are you asking me about recovery? For you?
For me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I do see recovery for you. One question. Yes, I do see recovery for you. Tell me what's going on. Is it something in your hips?
My head, did you say that?
Hips.
No, I do have a broken hip once. A year ago yesterday, I was injured at work by a brain-injured man who was going through a transition, and he freaked out, and he threw me, and I got a major concussion.
Oh, my God.
And I'm still having real bad headaches and coordination. I actually took a pain pill.
How do you spell lawsuit, by the way? Jeez.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. There's some breathing exercises that I can teach you on the phone to help you, and we can also Skype. And I know I can help you with that because I had a very bad fall last year, too, and headaches, and I worked it out, although some of that could be a divine headache, too. So we would have to work it out. But, yes, we can, and I do see healing for you. That came first. That's important.
Is there anybody that you can't reach when you do this?
Yes.
Is it because they fight it?
Yes.
That's what I thought. They kind of go into it not believing it or what?
there's some kind of a struggle. I think it's an energetic struggle. It could be an entity. It could be that they really don't want the answer, or that they just refuse to work on themselves. That's what happens. They want everybody else to fix it, but they don't want to do anything.
Got about a minute for Andrew in Virginia, June 8th, 1988. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, how are you?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Happy to be speaking with you guys. I'll make it quick. I also have a question about love. So I had a tarot card reader tell me one time that I have three soulmates. I met one when I was younger, and I have yet to meet the other two. But I'm really, you know, and I've also had a lot of people tell me, you know, not to search.
Well, what's your question?
How about a question, Andrew, and she'll take it away for you.
Do you see me finding my soulmate in the future?
I'm going to tell you something. You need to read my chapter on soulmates in my trilogy book, book three. I will tell you that everybody has 12 soulmates. Some of them are not incarnated. Some of them are. But we all have 12. 12 people that we can match up with in this lifetime. And they come as they are called energetically. I don't know why she told you you had three. Maybe she meant that you had three that were walking the planet. You have two things. One of them is anxiety, and you think you want to have a romance. And then the other one is that when you get the romance, you're afraid to death, and something happens to mess it up. So we have those two things going on with you.
That's a block. Elizabeth, we're out of time. Let's keep in touch. And we've got your website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.